We'll try to see if we can understand the end of the mission tonight. Which is particularly difficult for several reasons. Right, after the three Ksor, we have Keser Terek, Kuna, and Malchus. We end up with another one, Keser Shein Toiv Oile Alge Beyem. So we have a few problems. Number one, is it a Keser or is it not a Keser? The number story. Three or four. Right. If it's a Keser, we got four, and the Mishnah specifically says three. Right. So is it or isn't it? If it is, why not four? If it isn't, then what's it doing here? The other problem is, what is it? What is Keser Shein Toiv? Kuna, we spoke a little bit about Torah. We spoke about it not. Malchus, we spoke a little bit about.
Yeah.
What is this thing? Like, if we bumped into it in the street, would we recognize it? Keser Kuna, we bent Aaron HaKohen, I think we
get the idea.
Right. Met Gadol Ador, you get the Keser Toiv idea. You bet David Melech.
I'm not sure if you'd recognize the Gadol Ador if you didn't know. She's, or bump into the Gadol Ador in the street.
It depends on what street you're walking and how you bumped into him. But generally speaking, if a person met up, we have some musagos that we know the subject matter. What is this Keser Shein Toiv? It's one very difficult problem. And the third problem is that it says here that it's Oilu Al Gabeyim.
Yeah, it doesn't say Oilu Me'al Kulam. It's not like it's more than the others. It says
it's bigger. It's bigger. It's the biggest.
It doesn't.
It's the biggest. Yeah.
It doesn't say it's biggest.
It's better than all. That's what it says in the English.
Oh. Yeah. So it means, it's just supposed to be like something or nothing. Well, Al-Gabayim, Talmud sort of connected Kulam. It doesn't say this is connected Kulam, it's just like Al-Gabayim. It's not the same thing. This is connected Kulam.
I didn't get that on the tape.
Doesn't mean bigger than all?
I have to bring a video.
It's a strange term.
Yeah, it's a strange term. That's right. Correct. Excuse me, just one minute. Problems. Yes.
Look at that.
All right. Now we can get down to business. Okay. Oile Al-Gabim. Oile Al-Gabim. Al-Gabim. Means that it's above the others. That's a simple check. That's a problem. What is it? Is it a Keser? It's not a Keser? And where is it in the totem pole? So we had Keser Toiv, Keser Malchus, Keser. We had them all plugged in, and now we have this another one that we don't have plugged in. Okay. I think we sufficiently don't understand that we can start trying to understand. There are many protim in the Rishonim about what this is talking about, what's the subject matter. Because of the difficulty of the three and the four, three and the not four, but having another one here, so what is it? What's the subject matter? So let's take it maybe like from the bottom up. The simple pshat is that it is not a different thing at all, but that each one of them has a right way and a wrong way. if you do it the right way, so then the Kesa Malchus could be like David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, all the tzaddikim of the Maluchus. And you do it, you can have Kesa Malucha, and you could be like Achav. It's still Kesa Malucha. You see Elio had to be Mesiachis to it. But that's not good. That's Kesa Malchus without Kesa Shentu. No good. Kesa Shem Tov.
Oh.
So each one of these can be done the right way and the wrong way. And the Chiddush is that we would think that if it's done the wrong way, then it's not a Kesa at all. And what makes it so dangerous and serious thing is that it is. It is. Achav was a Kesa Malchus. It's the end of Kesa Malchus and what it did to Klai Yisrael. But even Eliyahu HaNavi had to be Mesiachis to the Kesa Malchus of Achav. Because he had Kesa Malchus.
I can work in Torah. Why can't I work in Torah? You can have Kesa Torah being done improperly.
It's mm-hmm. Not called Kesa Torah.
Yep. Doig v'achi toifel are the mashalim that are given of kesa tayo without kesa shemta. Koyach is another example.
For kahuna or for?
He had a foot in both. But koyach should be keach. He took with him a time Hamishin, Rosh Sanhedrin. Rosh Sanhedrin is Keset Torah. Lot of. Okay. It's a very scary pshat. This is the easy one. A very scary pshat because it leaves for the possibility of being. We talked about what Keset means. We're talking about something that is exalted. Something that is above and beyond. And it can still be no good. We can imagine how dangerous that is. When we get to, we have to learn the parashas in Novi about, in the Gemara, it's about each one of these no good kesses and how much damage they did to Klal Yisrael. So the Mishnah is telling us that even though this Keset Torah, Keset Kuna, Keset Malchus, There's a condition that makes it what we're interested in, and if you don't have that, it's better. Halavai, you wouldn't have the keser b'chla. And that's keser sheim tov. And keser sheim tov poshut tov. Tov means good. The opposite of sheim tov is sheim ra. Right. The example of Keser Kuhunura was the Bnei Eli, who terrible what it says about them and what happened. But there was Keser Kuhunura there. But no Shem Tov. Look at the Psukim in each one of these places. We find that even these highest of Koychos can be misused. The importance for us for this is twofold. Number one, to know that as long as you're an Olam Hazeh, Bechira goes with you. As high as you go, even up to Keser, Bechira goes with you. And every aspect of greatness can go wrong. Torah itself, the Maiminim Boi Sam Chaim, the Masmilim Boi Sam Hamoves. How do they say, the higher you are, the harder you fall. But not only the harder you fall, the more fall with you. in every generation, there is repetitive in different forms of the same nishenas of everything that says in Tanakh. You have every generation, you have a Korach, and every generation has a Bilam, and every generation has a Avraham Avinu, and every generation has a Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything has everything that you have in Tanakh, in some way, shape, or form. They don't always tell you exactly what's going on. They almost never do. However, we shouldn't be surprised if the world is brought up against these type of nishenas. If you go back learning Jewish history, you will find many a time, where you'll be able to recognize it in 2020 hindsight, what really was going on. Even though at the time, there was great confusion. It goes all the way up to Novi Sheker, Mashiach Sheker, and Melech Sheker, and Kohen Sheker, and Torah Sheker. Everything. Everything can be misused. Every generation has its insurance like this. And the next time somebody comes and tells you that how could it be not good? Don't you see the keser that there's there? And they may be able to prove you the greatness in one or in all three of these areas in a very big way. Really amazing. So you won't be fooled by that again. Because he said that's not the test. Greatness itself is not sufficient. Greatness itself, in the ultimate, in the highest form, Kesa is the highest form. Still don't know anything. Still haven't proven anything. Haven't proven anything. He can do miracles. Didn't budge me. I still want to know, Keser Shem Toi or not Keser Shem Toi? Don't ask me how you know that. I'm not going to give you an exact formula. But this I will tell you. The Klal Yisrael as a whole knows. Klal Yisrael as a whole knows. And if a person wants to know, you can know. If you want to get wrapped up in the Keser itself, you can be fooled. Keser Mashiach Sheker, Shabsai Tzvi, Novi Sheker, does miracles, Mipes. That's very impressive. It's very hard to stand up against that if you don't have this kind of thing in your pocket. But if you have this thing in your pocket solidly, it can't fool you. It can't fool you. Klal Yisrael has a Chush HaReach for Keser Shem Tov.
That makes it sound like you as an individual can't know.
You could know, especially if you connect yourself to Klal Yisrael. There was a Levaya recently. Some of you were all there. Everybody saw. There's no Shaila, no Sekis. It was clear. There was in the past Tkufa a different Levi. And those who were there were made the difference.
Which one?
No.
You're not going to say.
No, you don't know, you don't know. It's not my purpose. We're not learning right now anything that's Nagia today. We're learning the Yisoidos. But if you happen to know the differences, what was went on in this Leviah, what went on in that Leviah, you can see B'chush. There was one with Keser Shem Toi in the biggest way, and one without even the least aspect of Keser Shem Toi. Good. So, this is a very important mahalach. because it can save us. We have no idea what the next insight is for Klai Yisrael. No idea. There is times when every time before a gula, so the ra gets stronger and there's a last nisoy. As much as we're hoping, praying, and waiting for the gula asida, maybe this year Pesach will be able to make a double chag out of it. But we have to know that it's not so pushing. There's a process that goes with it. And the closer you get to the end, the harder it can get. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, we find that it was a koshi of the shibud. That Klai Yisrael were not able to be maimin completely. Ma'avodah kosher. There can be such a such an engrossment in the choshech of the moment that you can't see 2 inches forward to see that actually the aura is coming. The tkufas achayim that we live in, that we still have ahead of us, is not necessarily going to be an easy one. The Rebbe should be merachem and Klai Yisrael and be manhig us in a way that we can stand to the nesiyonos. But we have to know, there could be big time nesiyonos. I would not be surprised, no reason to believe one way or the other, but I certainly would not be surprised if we end up with a full-fledged Navi Sheker to deal with too. It's a parasha in the Torah. There exists such things. And since the Choshech always comes before the Or, before we have the Novi Emes, Elio HaNovi, Yishlach Emes Elio HaNovi, the Heshiv Levovos HaBonim HaLevonim HaLevoisom, it says, Klipa Bo B'fnei HaPri. And when a fruit grows, first, what you see first, is the peel. And then you can get to the meat. We're looking forward, Yitz Hashem, for Eliyahu HaNovi, for Mashiach. We don't know what's going to come before it. The probability is it isn't going to be easy.
If there was a Navi Sheker, I mean, would the Eliyahu HaNovi be able to take it? As far as the front view is concerned, like, the God of the will know that it's a Sheker.
Right.
There was not going to be something where we have nothing to turn to figure it out.
Right.
Nothing.
But
God,
there may be 90% of the people who call themselves rabbis will be fooled. Just like it was by Shabbosai Tzvi. In the beginning, there were Yechidi Yechidim that came out against him. Hamish Yechidim.
It can be dangerous to come out against
him. Very dangerous. It was very dangerous. There were people killed in the process. There were families torn apart. And there were terrible things that went on. There were Yechidi Yechidim there.
Yeah, also, you'd say, if you attach yourself to Am Yisrael and you can, so you're calling the Yechidim that was Am Yisrael, and everybody else was not, which you would call the Am Yisrael, which has the awareness.
Well, there's a tekufa. In the, when it first, for the foresight, when things are still in the beginning stages, only Einei Ha'eda can see straight. Then you're not up to Klai Yisrael yet. Oh. At that point, only the Einei Ha'eda. Einei Ha'edo, the eyes of the nation. The Gedolei Ador are called the leaders of Klai Yisrael, called the Einei Ha'edo.
Because they have. Who those people are at that time still. In other words.
Well, just like there was Moshe Rabbeinu, and there was Korach. And there were Klai Yisrael until, it came down to the bottom line, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, here or there, right? Because they're going. If you want to go with them, you go with them. And then only they win. But the moment before that, the Bnei Yisrael says that we have to get rid of it.
So how, if you're in such a generation, how does somebody figure out?
You get strongly attached. you get strongly attached to Moshe Rabbeinu. Before you start, you don't get confused by any funny kalchoimers or sforas or moivsim or shows of godlus.
Wasn't there a similar problem with the Rambam and the Ramchal?
It wasn't the same. That's a different issue.
I'm just saying that when does Am Yisrael describe it?
Opposite. What? They see that even though there was his Snagdus, the Snagdus fall apart in the end.
Okay, so that's in history, so you can tell.
No, it happened within their lifetime.
Oh, no.
It happened in their lifetime. There were years of confusion. But within their lifetime, it became clear. You know who was the big one who came out against the Rambam?
What's his name? Rabbeinu.
Rabbeinu. Yeah, that's why we have Shari Tshuva.
Right. Did he write Shari Tshuva that he realized the greatness of the Rambam?
He was trying to get dominion to various. Ask him. He couldn't. They kept stopping him on the way and saying, we need another rabbi. He couldn't. He went all across Europe. He never got there.
Well, stop it. He's Rabbeinu was one they ate up.
So? Yeah. What? That's a different issue. The reason why you have to have such things is also an issue. But why the people like the Rambam and the Ramchal and a few other such individuals had this type of thing, there's a reason for it. That's a different process.
What about the Talmud Gaon and Rizal?
Stop. 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 Let's not ask too many questions because we can get into things that I don't want to talk about.
But the basic protection is Emunas Chachamim, in every generation.
Yeah.
You have to have Emunas Chachamim. If that weakens, you'll get fooled.
Yeah, Emunas Chachamim, and a recognition not to be fooled by greatness.
Not to be fooled by?
By greatness.
By what?
By greatness. The fact that somebody can show you even Toyo greatness, even Malchus greatness, even Kuna greatness, doesn't prove a thing. Moshe still doesn't prove it. Okay, this is the easy chat. It's a very important chat, something to keep in your pocket for reference. The Maisa was proven throughout the generations that the people who were Muhuborim Be'emis with Yerushalayim made it through. And the people who were some levels of Tzavui, some levels of Timius, of their Pimius not fitting their Chazayinus, they didn't necessarily make it through. And that's the idea of Nisoyan, to see whether the Pnimius fits the Chesayinus. So, the best way to succeed, Emunas Chachamim, Vadai, the Yisoyan is to be for real. If you're real, the more real you are, right? Real Yerushalayim, real Avos Hashem, real Dikduk HaMitzvos, real Kesher LaTorah, Avos Torah, Midas Tovos. The more a person is real, the less chance they have fooling him by something that's false. But this is already maybe abridging us to the other pshat. There are three basic pshatim in the Mishnah. One basic pshat in the Mishnah is what we just said, that Shem Tov is the right way of doing all the others. Okay, that's one.
Does that mean that if a person does not have the Shem Tov, that should treat him wrong, that his Torah is not on the right path? That his leadership would have lost his right there? But it's something.
You're talking about the person himself,
yeah.
For the person himself.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to help him. The Maisa, I consider that a person like this, right, almost not a bar p'chira. Usually he got there, he made his mistakes to end him down that line 30 years before. And he's so entrenched in his ra that I don't know if he can get out of it anymore. And he's now there functioning as an Nisoyin for the generation. It's true if everybody will let them worry about it. I'm not worried about those individuals. We'll let them worry about their problems. We're not talking about just the person on the outside. But Vadai, in general terms, not only for Keser Torah, but for every person. For every person. Vadai, in a belief sophic. We learned Torah avoyus gmilso solim on a daily basis. Okay. On a daily basis. Keser Torah, not for everybody available. Keser Kuna, not for everybody available. Keser Mal. Avo Torah avoyus gmilso solim available for everybody and necessary for every day. Okay. So Vadai, that applies there too. Vadai applies there too. And in that area, you're right. For the person who's maybe built himself a whole shita, I don't know if Shabbos Isaiah could have chapped himself. He was so entrenched in Ra that I don't know if he had prayer anymore. I don't know if he could have stopped it. Not to get into that thing, he would have had to stop 20 years earlier. Once a person goes down such a path, and he's looking, generally the shayush of it is begaiva. When a person wants to be oise, maise zimri, mevakesh, schar, pinchas. He wants to be high and holy and great, not because of avoida, but because of gaiva. Not because lasot tzom shemayim, but because he wants everybody to say how great he is. That's the normal original source for it. When a person goes down that path long enough, it may be too late. For him. Because when you become big, you become tziburi, so it may not be up to you anymore. But for us, Torah avoyed gemilas chasadim, vadai. 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 Shem tov. Shem tov. Check it out. And a person can be mavchen in himself. If his Torah is with Shem tov, if his avoid is with Shem Tov, if his son is with Shem Tov, or it's not, it's like missing something. That's a very good indication. Very good. Vadai. Then on that level, Vadai. For those individuals, Loyda, if they have a tikkun, I don't know. I'm not sure they do. Alright, I think we're going to concentrate on the other main pshat, the third pshat, maybe we'll leave. The other main pshat, very central pshat, very important pshat, very difficult pshat, is that it is a unit on its own. It's not just a something. There is actually a keser like this. It's a keser. I said, why isn't it 3? Why isn't it 4? I'll have to answer that. But first we'll start with, what is it? We'll start with the language of the Ivanina, and then we'll go further, see if we can understand. I'm going to read the Lashon Ben Yoina, and from there we're skipping to the third step also. In the third step, we find that all the different pshatim come together. They're all really one pshat. And the Ben Yoina puts it all together in one line. Fekesef shein toiv oil al gabeihim, rotzo loimer. So it starts with this. V'lechtorim kulum tzorech kesef shein toiv. That sounds familiar. That's the first pshat. Okay? And then he continues. Verehu toli bekeser Torah. That's the third pshat that I didn't mention yet. That keser shem tov applies specifically to Torah. And then he continues, ki b'ma yesh la'odom shem tov im lo yasek v'toyer v'yikayim mitzvos. V'al zeh nemer tov shem mishem tov. Toiv, shame, mishemin toiv. It's possible in Koelis. Not so clear. In the Ben Yoina, we don't yet hear it clear. I brought him first mainly because the Ben Yoina is the Ben Yoina. I have to read him first. But for clarity's sake, for hearing the pshat that we want to work on right now, we'll go to the Morel. Morel makes a couple of statements, and from there we're going to have to see if we can put it together. Statement number one. Ki shem toiv ha-menoira, he brings a medrash. Medrash Rabban Parshas Nosam. Ki ha-menoira merames kesa shem toiv. Not only is it a world on its own, it's got a particular address. Keset Torah, the Oren of Ris. Keset Melucha, on the Shulchan. Keset Kuhuna, on the Mizbeach Azov. Keset Shem Tov, says it's got a Ktovet too. Hamenorah Merames Keset Shem Tov. Ki Shem Tov hu el mi shehu bal mitzvah. The way to get the Shem Tov is mitzvahs. V'zeh ha-menoyer ki ne'er mitzvah v'toyer or. So now we know we have a subject and we don't understand. We always know the ne'er mitzvah v'toyer or means that pasuk is describing the relative quality of mitzvah and Torah, like the Gemara Darshan's Soita Chafal, and explains how Torah is much more than the mitzvah. So if you're basing the concept of Keser Shein Toiv on the pasuk Kineh Mitzvah, the Torah or, then you're not going to end up with Keser Shein Toiv being over Keser Torah. So no problem. At least we have a subject. Keser Shem Tov, the Ben Yonah said it too. It's not the way Ben Yonah speaks. Ki b'ma yesh l'odom Shem Tov im lo yasek b'toyr ovi kaim ha-mitzvus. Shenema Tov Shem Shem Tov. The Morel explained it to us a little clearer. Shem Tov hu el mishu bal mitzvah. Ze amenoyer ki ne'er mitzvah v'toyer or. Statement number one. Statement number two. Why is it that it's oyla agabeim? And it doesn't fit. All the other ksarim had a keser on the kli that it's talking about. There was a zer on the shulchan, on the mizbeach hazav, and on the aron. There was no keser on the menorah. Well, we would expect, you know, seeing the Mishnah that it is a keser, but it's not a keser. So we would expect kind of like that to happen. But b'chol oifin, it doesn't have a physical keser on the menorah. So he makes a few statements.
What does the candle be? Because the whole point of the antenna is pointing up.
Okay.
What's fire doing?
Very good. There's your keser shem tev oyla al hakol, ksiv lahalois ner tomit. Alois l'gzeir shavin, now you understand, right? So, call it when we have a statement. Void. Now he makes a statement that, like, this really takes us for a spin. The whole keser, you know why keser shem toy was oil al gabeim? The whole keser me'il gimuk sorm yesh loy takles l'soif. V'soif. It goes to, there's greatness, tremendous greatness. Even in greatness there are levels. Everything has a particular level. You can map it. We mapped it. We learned it. The Morel himself. We'll see it in another place. Keser Torah. Man's capabilities of coming to greatness in Torah. We're not talking about Torah itself. Right. But Keser Torah, that has a particular place in the makeup of a man. Kesa Torah is Berosh. Right? We learned the three Komota Hadam, three levels of man. And the Kesa Torah is in the upper level, and the Kesa Malchus is in the middle level, and the Kesa Chul is in the bottom floor. They have a particular place because they fit into structure. They have a system to them. They have limits. They can have tremendously great limits, but they have limits. They can be cosmically big, but they have limits. But near mitzvah, kol keser me'elu agim uksom yesh lo tachlis v'soif ki ad kach u'magia. Our keser shem toiv ein tachlis v'soif l'keser hazeh. Ki oile lamaila lamaila mispashet le'ein soif. So therefore you can't have a limited keser that's this big, which means that it's showing a... You have to have something like a nir, la'alois nir tomi. Ki a keser hazois oile lamaila lamaila tomid ki ein soif le keser hazeh. He brings another medrash. Rav Shimon bar Yochai oimer chovev shem toiv me'aron habris. She'aron habris lo halach lefneim rak shloisha yomim. The exaltness, the isroimimus of Torah above was a distance of 3 yomim. That's a goal. 3. Why 3? It's on the third level. It's the highest level. 3. Fine. Aval shem toiv oyle mesoifa oyle mat soifa. Menola. Where do we see such a thing? Midavid. David was a Baal shem toiv. Shenema. Ve'yotza shem David mikol ha'arotzois. Hashem noset pachto al kol ha'goyim. It goes on and on and on trying to explain these difficult concepts. But he's given us a subject, and he's given us a subject is mitzvah, and he's given us a lalo isneir tomid, that there's some aspect in mitzvah that near mitzvah has a quality that is oila al gabe. It's oila. Ad ein seif. And the third maral, tells us that, you know why 3 and 4? Because that's the way it always is. And that's what he gave us, the example of the Binyan Ha'odom. Man is made up of 3 koimos plus the Odom, the koilel. That cannot be broken up into parts. That is the more than the combination of all of the above. The klal that is above the protein. So it's not a fourth. It's not another prat. There aren't 4 komot to Adam. There are only 3 komot to Adam. But in 3 komot to Adam, you have 4 subjects. Pada, middle, ta, and the whole picture altogether. That brings it all together in one. Ato echod, v'shimcho echod, v'mik ha'amcho Yisrael goy echod ba'oretz. The Rabbi Yishalom, let's say, for example, has, in general speaking, 3 midos of how he runs the world. Chesed, din, and rachamim. But if a person understands the Hagas Hashem, broken up into 3 parts, he's in big danger. If he understands chesed, he understands din, he understands rachamim, but he thinks this by itself, that by itself, and that by itself, then he does understand Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which are very poshut pshat in the pasuk. Hashem is midas rachamim, midas chesed, Elokeinu midas din. The Hashem that's after Hashem Elokeinu is midas rachamim echod. They're all one. The Rebbeinu Shelo is one. Vishimcho echod. The way the Rebbeinu Shelo runs his world, the way that he's niskala le'olomoy, is echod. And ha'odom. Odom Hamiti Atam Nikra Odom. Besides the three parts of a person, he also has the quality of Echod. He is an Odom. He's an Odom. And an Odom, just like the Achdos of the Rebbeinu Shlom, one is not less than three, but it's much more than the total of three. So too, the total man is a greater than the total of all of his parts. And it has a definition, and it has an expression, that the words that Chazal chose to try to be merhamis to us, what we're talking about is shame toif. 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 This person's shame, his essence, what does he represent? What is he all about? He's about toif. He's about toif. He's a good man. Toif is unlimited. Toif is an expression that's all-inclusive. Torah is a particular concept. It's a very big concept. Avoida is a different concept. That's why Torah is not avoider, and avoider is not Torah. But toiv is all-inclusive. Just like the shame Odom is koilo, the koicha is haneshama, the koicha ruach, the koicha nefesh. Odom is all of that together. So toiv is a shame koilo for anything that is of value, of importance, of toiv. It's good. And a person, obviously, it's connected with the first pshat. Keser toira, keser melucha, keser avoida, b'shein toif. The right way, that gets to a point where you get foggy. You don't see necessarily the specifics. David HaMelech, the pasuk that he brings, David HaMelech was obviously keser melucha. He was also keser toira. And he was also the soid of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which was his kinyan in Keser Avoida. But what does it say when we talk about David HaMelech and Keser Shem Toif? What do they hear? They hear about his Torah. They heard about his Melucha. They heard about him. Shem Toif. V'yotza Shem David b'chol ha'aratzos. Limitless. V'Hashem nosen pachto yal kol ha'goy. Shem toif. It doesn't have any specifics. It's a beyond the keseta. It's beyond. It's oil al galbeim. It's beyond the keseta. It's beyond the keseta. It's beyond the keseta malucha that he had. Shem David. Shem David. The reason why David HaMelech is given as the example of Shem Toif is because he was the Shoresh for that which we are yet to be zoicha to, the final Shem Toif. The final Shem Toif, that to Shmoy, Inun Shmoy, Soif Oilam at Soif Oilam, Shem Toif. Mashiach Sitkeinu v'mehir yamin. David HaMelech, who was the Shoresh of Mashiach, so he had the pasuk of Kishem David b'chol ha'aratzos. I'd like to take a few more minutes to explain two nekudos. One is the concept of Toiv, And what is the concept here that we find that this relates to mitzvah? Mitzvah. Klal of all of the world. The whole world, if you want to put it on one point, central focal point of everything and anything that ever happened, is happening, will happen. The beginning point of the world, the process for which the world is going through, and the tachlis that we should be zeh to versus Hashem of the whole world. But the Rebbeinu Shlom, who is the Tachlis HaTov, wanted to be meitiv in Briyosov, mituvoi, from his good. There's a medrash, Misha Toiv, Nosen Toiv, the Bnei Toivim, Ein Toiv Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ein Toiv Ela Toiv, Ein Toiv Ela Ovis, Ein Toiv Ela Mashiach. The inner line, the Kava Yosho, that goes from the highest point, Le'ein Soif, B'li Gvul, in all directions. It goes through every b'china, in all forms. The central issue of everything that the Rebbeinu Shlom does is a process of bringing Toiv, his Toiv, the Toiv itself, the absolute Toiv, from Borei to Nivra. The Borei Shalom is the essence of the absolute Toiv. The process that we're going through, a very complex process, and the tachlis which we're heading for is the cosmic capability, chidush, of bridging the chasm between Borei and Nivra to the level that can be done, so that the Nivra can be zoicha to be connected l'tuva yisborach itself. The definition of toiv, the essence of real toiv, is the Rebbeinu Shlom Aleichem. All that brings man close to the Rebbeinu Shlom is what we call toiv. Everything that is a kiyum of Ritzoinu Yisborach, that is our only definition for the concept of toiv. And anything is against the will of the Rebbeinu Shlom, anything that is not how the Rebbeinu Shlom wants things to be, that is our only definition for the word ra. Problem? Toiv and ra are words that address themselves to, is this in somehow, on some level, relate up back to the Rebbeinu Shalom? Ad Ein Sof. It's connecting up to the ultimate. No gvul. L'tuva yisborach aleinu. When I do a little gemilas chesed, I say good morning nicely to my neighbor. That shleimus, that toiv, goes all the way up. It's connected, has shaychus in some way. All the way up l'tuva yisborach aleinu. That's what it's doing in the world. And when I do something that is not way, has no source at all, b'tuva yisborach, it is the opposite. It is astray from Ritzoinai. That's the definition of ra. Toiro avioido agmilas chasonim are the amudim. They are the forces that build our world. But the world itself, the essence of what it's all about, is toiv. It's toiv. Toiro avoid agmilas chasonim, build toiv. That's called shame toiv. Mitzvah. Ner mitzvah v'toyor. Ner mitzvah, when we talk about it, we've talked about in the past the subject of mitzvah and toyor. We've explained many times how toyor is greater than mitzvah. But there is one aspect which is the subject of our Mishnah, where mitzvah is the highest. Mitzvah is oila al gabayim. The Rabbanim Shalom bituvai, the Rabbanim Shalom in his greatness and his unlimitless was not going to allow the chasm of the difference between the greatness of the Bore and the lowness of the Niver to get in his way. And he had to, B'Ratzonei HaTov, create a system that enabled the Niver to somehow climb across that chasm. That process, by definition, is above the Niver himself. It's above the whole world of Niver. It's above his conception. It must have an upper attachment to the Mitzaveh and the capability of bridging that whole gap and getting down where the Niver can actually do it and accomplish it. That process, the bridge, is called Tayag Mitzvahs. Torah, in terms of mitzvahs, besides the schar concepts that we talked about, besides the kedushas of mitzvahs that we talked about, the mitzvah also has another aspect. And in that etzma, it's oile ner, oile tomid, bligvul. Mitzvah is where the Rabbanu Shem implanted the capability of attaching nivra labari. Adarabba, ner mitzvah v'toyra or. The Rishonim say that ner mitzvah means a ner is the like an oil lamp that holds within it the or toyra. But that lights the or ha-toyra, which is connected to oro yisbarach itself, to become connected to nivra, that's mitzvah. Mitzvah is the superpower, the super process of how the Rebbeinu Shalom encompassed, implanted all that man needs to attain, all the shleimus, all the toiv, all that can be accomplished, and the uplifting from all that is the opposite. That's the subject of Tayag Mitzvahs. Tayag Mitzvahs is that super process of how the Rebbeinu Shalom makes Olam Habo out of Olam Hazeh. Of how the Rebbeinu Shalom makes the ultimate Ruchnis out of Mais and Gashmi. Of how the Rebbeinu Shalom bridges the world of Nivra and Bayu. Mitzvah, beyond its specifics, the Taimiya Mitzvahs, all of the Inyonim, every mitzvah has a dual facet. On one side, every mitzvah was made to be mashlim ha'odam. Every mitzvah brings greatness to the man, fulfillment to the man. Every mitzvah has a shleimus, a toif, that it's makne ha'odam. Or it's marchik, if it's a loisa say in particular. It's marchik ha'odam from a ra, or from a chesor. That is the basic level of mitzvah. But the inner level of mitzvah, the inner level of Mishnah, like the Rabbeinu, like the Mesos Hashoreim tells us in the first parak, mitzvahs are the dveikus machines. Mitzvahs create beyond the concept of the shleimus ha'odom that it brings. It causes and creates a connection between Bore and Nevar. Oile tomid, oile ner tomid. It attaches the Torah or to the odom, to the klicheres, to the goof. It brings Oyo Yisborach all the way down to Olam HaMaisim, to limitless connection. It is limitly connected up, all the way to the Rebbein Shalom Aleim, and it is limitly connected down, all the way down to goof, like the Ner. The Ner is made out of three parts, just like the Odom is made out of three parts. It's made out of a klicheres, an oil lamp. It's made out of oil, and it's made out of a wick. And that can hold the ore, the light. It is unlimitedly connected up, all the way up, Lituva Yisbach Alein. And it is unlimitedly connected down, all the way down to Maisim Gashmiim, simple. And this is why, after all of the limud of Taimiyah Mitzvahs, after all of the asaga of the greatness that mitzvahs that a person can come to from learning the shugyas, all of the swarm tell us, but when you come actually to do the mitzvah, kasha tzivani elokoi. Because whatever we're masik, and whatever it actually is doing for us, and everything that we learn, that's all right. But there's something that's above all that, that's unlimited, that cannot be limited to any particular kavana. But the kavana is to attach ourselves to Ritzoinu Yisborach Alein. Kasher Tzivani Elokai. I don't know anything. Not because I don't know, because I do know. The more you know, the more Kasher Tzivani Elokai. When man is connected with mitzvah, he has a way of attaching himself directly to Ritzoinu Yisborach. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom Bechasdoi taps me on the shoulder, Kabbi Yochol, and he says, mein kind, Ben, put on tefillin. This is what I want you to do. Those black boxes made out of cow leather.
Just don't put the parts down.
Made by a holy soul. Huh? With a cow hair sticking out. Some of them even have shoe polish on them to make them black. That thing that grew on the lulav tree. Thing that grew on a tree. An Arab dekel. With that, you can do a mitzvah. You can't get lower than an Arab tree. It's not even an Arab animal. It's an animal. The Rebbeinu Shlom has a ratzon for me to do this maisa. And when I do it, I am attaching, I am being mekayim, I am being related to Ritzoinu Yisborach itself. That doesn't have words. That doesn't have anything that limits it in any way. Something that is unlimited can't be said. Anything that is said means that it's this, what I just said. Can I be numbered? Torah, Avodah, Mitzvah, Sodom can be numbered. Shem Tov can't be numbered. Numbering is also a limitation. This is one, not two, two, not three. This has no limitation. Because this is something that I am attaching to the ultimate limitlessness of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The greatness of Mitzvah is the Kiyum Befoil in the simplest form. Of the highest of all things, Ritzoinu Yisborach Alein. The kiyum of everything that there is in the mitzvah gets its ner tomid, its oila ner tomid, its keser aspect. When I do the mitzvah kasher tzivani elokoi, that after all that I know about everything that we learn in the Seder, and everything that we say, here's even a mitzvah where we go through a process before Pesach, during the Agoda, reading the Agoda itself, Hagdomus, until we have Pesach coming out of, we have the Pesach Matzah Gemor, V'mishaloy Omer Gimel Dvar Melu, and then when I come, I have that Matzah sitting in front of me, Kasher Tzivani Yavakoy, because that's more, that's limitless, it's up beyond. Above all of that, we work all the way up there, and then we go beyond. And the final beyond is Kasher Tzivani Elokai.
What about, first of all, is it so deep, and never gets to all these things in the first place, is it doesn't go through the steps.
There are madrigas. That could be Shem Tov, and there's Kasher Shem Tov. Every year, who's Mekayim Tarek Mitzvahs could be Zeichet to Shem Tov. And you can find very, very Poshe Yidin, very partially, and they know very little, understand very little. But they're connected. They're connected, Halavaya. They're connected. They don't need to be told. They don't understand nothing. They don't know what you want. But matzah. Matzah is a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? Matzah is a mitzvah. Push a yidin. They were yidin, they were mice and nefesh. The things they had no idea what it's all about. Nothing. No. Rabbi. Kesa shem tov. It's oy al gabayim. To really get there, you need Torah, you need Avodah, you need Gemilas Chasadim, you need Amudi Olam. Vadai. But the limitlessness of Kesa Shem Toif, it's limited in above, that goes all the way up to the top, to Tuva Yisbarach, to Ritzon Yisbarach Alein, and it's limited in the down. And that's why it can be found by any Yid. Any Yid who does the mitzvah with an Ehrlichkeit, you have Pasha Yidin.
I thought you said that was one's
Kesher Shem Tov, one's Kesher Shem Tov. Kesher Shem Tov is the height of it. I don't think you can get to without.
But no, you're saying that Kesher Shem Tov is the height of it. As it goes down, the Kesher melts away and it becomes Shem Tov.
Just like the every Yid on his level, he has his Torah of Yigmir's Chasodim. So his Shem Tov will be Al Galbehem. It'll be his Shem Tov on top of his Torah, whatever his level of Torah is. Even the level of his Torah is Kriya Shema Shachris Vaharis. So he'll have a Shem Tov that fits.
That's something different than a Shema.
Could be called that too. But that's a word that we get confused with. Tuva Yisbarach. The Bein Shem Soif Soif wants us not only in Olam Haba to be Mizdabek Boy, not only in Olam Haba to be Shaykhis Elof, not only in Olam Haba that we should have a Kesher with him, but Bni B'choyo Yisrael, the Bein Shem cries out, Bonai. So he's waiting for us to say that. He wants us to say Abba. The Moshe and Chazal, when we see this Mitzrayim, the Ben who was on the... said, did you see my father? Sent him the dogs. Sent him the Zevim. Sent him the... The Ben Shem is waiting for us, Ba'olam Hazeh. He gave us the capability to go limitlessly high immediately through the capability of being Misyaches to the Ben Yishlam, to be Poyna Elof, like the Mchal says, Shoyosh HaAvoido, Shoyosh HaAvoido, where is it, fourth parak, Shoyosh Kol Inyan HaAvoido Hu, Yoysa Olam Poyna Tomid Lebayu, but I'm not that big. The Bein Shem's that big. I'm still looking, but the Bein Shem's limitless. He gets all the way down to you. And he comes and he shakes your shoulder and he says, Bni B'chayi Yisrael. And he wants us to say, Abba. He wants us to do his mitzvahs. Here, Abba, I'm doing your rotzeh. La'aseis nachas ruach liyotzeh. Like a ben shoyse nachas ruach lo'ofif, to be poyne ilof, be involved, be shaykh. The pnimius, the avoida of kiyum hamitzvos, is liyos poyne ilof. Odom poyne tom lepoy. Vehu sheyeda v'yovin shuloi nivro eliyos mistavik v'poy. How a person is poyne ilof, that he was loy nivro, not only betachlis, but in the Ritzoyna Yisbarach for us, Ba'ilam Hazeh, heading towards the Vekus. The Vekus is that process, he says earlier, that is the essence of the bridge that connects Ba'ilam and Nivra above the chasm of the greatness of Ba'ilam and the smallness of Nivra. Dveikus. How do you do that? You can't jump into Dveikus. But where do you start? Where's the Shoyrish? Point Eilov. Turn to. Cry Abba. When you do the mitzvah, do Laseis Nachas Ruach Leyoitzloi Sho'omar V'naseh Ritzoini. Hine. Tata, you wanted me to put on tefillin? Look, I'm doing it to make you. This is what you want. I'm Mimikayim Yerotze. I'm doing it because I want to be connected to Yerotze. Like a ben who's not trying to accomplish anything. You're trying to be, but this is what you wanted me to do. Here, I did it. I'm connected to Yerotze. I'm Mimamshich Yerotze down Lamaise. Before, Kasher Tzivani Yerukoi. There is Poyne Elov. There's a Ramban that talks about it, a little bit Beremiza in the beginning of Bereshis. That he doesn't say. That doesn't say that there. That says other places. But the concept of there's different levels of it. There's Maisov Asim Nabonim, that mainly is on the Gimel Avos, and in a secondary way, on all that it talks about Klai, so you can see it's Mitzrayim. Now you have Chazal and they say that everything that will be in Golos and Gula of Mitzrayim is the pattern of all Golos and Gula, which includes all of history.
Right. So, yeah.
So that basically covers it. And then Novi, it says in other Chazal that if Chrysler didn't do Cheta Egel, then we wouldn't have that, they have Novi. Novi is how do you pick up after Cheta? Right. That's also all of history. So you have to put all things together.
Is the accuracy of the text of the Navi comparable to the text of the Chumash?
Accuracy?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Exactly.
It is.
Yeah, every little.
So there should be codes in the Navi as well as in the Chumash.
Leave the codes. Leave the codes. Doesn't mean it's the same thing. It's accuracy. But it's not the same thing.
But if the pattern is...
Leave the codes.